This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Congress is back in D.C. with a pile of work to do and not a whole lot of time. The government only has funding to stay open until December 9th. So first order of business is a spending bill. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports on the choices lawmakers face.
It's been a while since Congress has approved funding for the government for a full year the way it's supposed to, opting instead for stopgap measures that last a few months. So how about now? Jim Timon is with the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials.
I think it's about a 50-50 shot that they kick the can down the road to the next administration.
Timon says he expects transportation to be given priority in the lame duck session and beyond. And then there's that whole defunding Obamacare thing.
And there is some talk of trying to do something even in the lame duck session.
Bob Bixby is the executive director of the Concord Coalition, a budget watchdog group. In addition to zeroing out Obamacare, he says increased spending on things like transportation and national security could present a problem when coupled with Trump's promised tax cuts.
So I kind of look at it and think that we're probably going to see some very large budget deficits coming out of the next few years.
One thing about lame duck sessions, however, if you do pass spending increases, it's easy to just pin that blame on the outgoing Congress. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.